Arthur. You'd probably hate him. I'd like a chance to find out for myself, if you don't mind. You don't honestly think you have that chance, do you? Can you imagine how many girls entered that magazine contest? Every girl in the whole country. Maybe every girl in the whole world. Miranda bestowed her a chilly smile. Maybe you're exaggerating, just a little. Win a week with Byron Slater, Lynn mimicked. Just send in the entry blank and you might be the lucky girl who gets to co-star in his new movie. Yeah, right. Like that would really happen to anyone. No one's interested in your opinion. Exasperated, Miranda began to rewind the video. Deep down, she hated to admit it, but Lynn was right about one thing. She was embarrassed now to think she'd ever gotten so excited over that advertisement in On the Edge magazine. God, how she wished she could win that contest. She'd read that article on Byron Slater at least 20 times before she'd finally filled out the entry form, and then she'd secretly mailed it off the next morning. She hadn't told anyone, not her parents, not even her best friend Amy. She'd been so embarrassed about it. She wouldn't have told Lynn either, only Lynn had been going through her purse and found the entry hidden there. I bet On the Edge won't pick anyone's name, Lynn went on now. I bet it was just a stupid trick to get more dumb girls to buy their magazine. Miranda started to snap back at her, paused, then gave a grudging nod. Oh, you're probably right, she grumbled. There probably won't even be three finalists, or if there are, it'll be fixed, so three beautiful, perfect girls who all know someone at the magazine will be flying off to California to stay at Byron Slater's estate. Beautiful and perfect? That lets you out. Miranda wound a strand of hair around one slim finger. Her blue eyes narrowed in disgust. The closest I'll ever get to winning is reading about everything in the next issue. Even if someone does get to go, it won't matter. I've read articles about Byron Slater too, you know. Lynn nodded her head wisely. They all say he's quiet and private and hates reporters, and he's always beating them up. You don't know if that's true or not. Maybe they were bothering him. Most reporters are really rude. And he's involved with a million different women. You can't believe that either. Tabloids will print anything. He's probably a really nice person.
Oh, sure.
Nobody can be that rich and famous and not be a total jerk. Lynn's expression went smug. Miranda, sometimes you do really dumb things, but this is absolutely the dumbest. The video clicked to a halt. Miranda ejected it from the VCR and began to hunt for the box to put it away. Lynn changed the channel on the TV, punched up the volume, then turned at a sound from the kitchen.
Phone! She yelled, bounding from the couch. I'll get it.
Miranda ignored her. She held up the video and stared at the photo of Byron Slater on the front of the box. Tall, leanly muscled, coal black hair, dark black eyes. That hard, intense stare off into the distance as he planned out his next move against the bad guys. All coolness and aloofness and total control. And totally sexy, Miranda thought. She'd never seen a guy who exuded such easy, effortless sexuality. No wonder he'd risen so fast in the ranks of box office phenomena. No wonder millions of starry-eyed females fantasized about him. Miranda sighed again and put the video back in the cabinet. Lynn's probably right, she thought to herself. What do I care about the contest anyway? He probably is a total jerk. She jumped as a shriek echoed through the kitchen.
Lynn, she called, starting through the living room. Lynn, are you all right?
And she saw her little sister rooted there in the doorway, clutching the phone in one hand, the freckles standing out on her flushed, excited face.
Lynn, what's wrong?
It's that magazine, Lynn sputtered, waving the receiver, her voice shaking out of control.
What? What are you?